Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
If you are not watching the show on the web simulcast, why? Head over to armedamericanradio.com or .org, whichever one floats your boat, and hit the little play button. And you can watch the show simulcast live on the web. And you can check out, I'll even move my head, and I can check out the new Armed American Radio banner. There you go.
I like that banner.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Fast Signs over in Canton, Georgia, got that done for me at a moment's notice. Those guys were good. And it looks good. In fact, listen to this. Got an email here. Oh, here's one. Don't forget to send the bumper music mix to Sean so he can maybe get it in up and running for the show tonight.
Who sent that?
Let's see. Where did that come in? That came in from R.P. Miller.
Okay, yes.
In Fresno, California. Our friends out in the People's Republic of California, the PRK.
Yeah, we've been talking about that subject on and off all week.
We are no longer going to talk about it anymore. There was a comment on the website that said, would you guys knock it off and fix the problem already? Yes, we hear you. We listen to our fans. No question about that. This is the Armed American Radio Network, folks, and that's a beautiful thing. If you missed the previous hour, wow, a good one. And this one promises to be even better because we have Rob Pincus with us again for the remainder of this hour, too. Rob, how are you?
Hey, Mark, how we doing?
Doing good. That was a powerful hour of radio.
It was great. That was a great first hour. So I had you on mute during the break, and you didn't hear me say hi when I came back, but I am back now.
That's okay. I have the little mute button over here, too. Sometimes we turn it on when we're not supposed to. You know, some of that stuff, Rob, let's do this. Let me get some business out of the way first. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call the program and speak with me or Rob or I, feel free. Reach out to us at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark, and all of those are active tonight. We've had calls coming in, and folks, I only ask you to do one thing, and that's keep it on topic. We've got some emails here on Wisconsin CCW. We will be touching on that. Mexico drug violence, toy guns, Armed American Radio station links, the live web feed. But this is the opportunity right now to talk to one of the best trainers in America, Rob Pincus. Pick the phone up, call, say hello, ask some questions. It's a great time to do that. Rob, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, not one of my favorite papers by any stretch, had a column out on the 14th, and it was entitled Potential Crime Victims Turning the Tables with Sometimes Fatal Consequences. And it goes on to talk about a criminal by the name of Johanna Williams, who was found on the ground still, and I quote the column, clutching his knife when a Rockdale County Sheriff's deputy reporting for work as a security guard at Ingalls found him after a call when apparently Johanna Williams was one of two individuals who attempted to carjack a 23-year-old gentleman by the name of Ryan Moore. Now, Rob, when the officers showed up, Ryan is quoted as saying, this guy tried to rob me, and I shot him. He cooperated with authorities. This kid, we talked about him very briefly last week. He's a 23-year-old Georgia Tech student, okay? And that's what he told Deputy Dexter Harris, according to the investigation when the officers arrived. This guy, Rob, had, of course, like most criminals in a situation like this do, a long rap sheet. All right, so it's not his first rodeo, let me put it that way. And fortunately for law-abiding citizens, Rob, he's not going to attempt another rodeo. But, you know, I asked the question last week, and I ask it again this week. This kid had just finished, Rob, his final exams and finds himself having to defend his life with his lawfully carried gun, and thank God he prevailed. Imagine if this had happened on campus and he couldn't have been armed.
Yeah, that's, I think, you know, something we've talked about a lot for years, and certainly over the last year, we've talked about it a lot on this show. The weakness the weak link that is, you know, the college campus. And let's face it, if people maybe have been away from college for a long time or haven't been to college or, you know, whatever, or their college was that kind of quintessential, small, compact, isolated community up on a hill somewhere, that's not what most of the college experience that most students in the United States of America have. Most of them have campuses that are spread out, that are in the middle of towns or cities, that require them to cross, you know, on campus, off campus, on campus, off campus throughout their day. And the criminals can get on that campus just as easily as anybody else. These aren't, you know, well-guarded hilltop institutions of learning that we're talking about. We're talking about college campuses, much like Georgia Tech, which are really easy to get to and really close to high crime areas.
You better believe it. And let's face facts here, as you're mentioning, that, you know, these kids are unarmed, disarmed by the law. This kid would have been breaking the law were he at his campus when this had happened. And I would assume and hope that he would have done the same thing. I would rather be alive and have to explain my situation, for crying out loud. But some of the comments that came back that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports on from the Rockdale News that reported on this shooting, and I quote a couple. "Another Second Amendment save," wrote one person. Another wrote, "The enemy hath no mercy on its opponent, so take no mercy on him. The victim is brave and did exactly as he should. We are now one less criminal enemy combatant in this world, thanks to him." And, you know, you ask yourself this question, is what happened a tragedy? Yeah, it is a tragedy. But here's the way I look at it. It's a tragedy for this 23-year-old kid who has to go through the rest of his life. That's the tragedy here, because of what he faced. The tragedy in Houston, Rob, is the tragedy of what this man and his wife had to go through and what they were forced to do to survive. That's the tragedy here. Criminals, you know, to me, that's not the tragedy. The tragedy is what these good law-abiding people who don't want to have to hurt anybody ever now have to face. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that 100%. And you know, certainly these police officers, like the guys up in Portland who were faced with a toy gun, but obviously made the right decision if they were perceived a threat from even a toy gun. And now their families and their communities, you know, are going to deal with that through this holiday season, too.
It's devastating. You know, the officers are parents. Nobody wants this to happen. Nobody wants this to happen. But when something like this does happen, you can only hope that the end result of this type of situation turns out the way it did in both Houston, where the good guy wins, and where it did in Georgia, where 23-year-old Ryan Moore survived. You know, this story touches on a number of different cases. One week before the Ingalls shooting, there was a liquor store clerk in Cobb County, right around the corner from where I sit now, who exchanged gunfire with a couple of would-be robbers. One of them was killed. Of course, the other one took off. A similar thing happened in Stone Mountain, Georgia, to a barber who had been a victim of a number of burglaries. He shot one of two would-be thieves, and he held the other robber at gunpoint until police arrived. The owner of a tattoo parlor in the west side of Atlanta faced off, according to this column, against three armed robbers. Killed one, caused the other ones to take off, as the other criminals do. A homeowner in DeKalb County shot two burglars, one of them dead. Now, then I hear the comment from Alice Johnson. Alice Johnson is the executive director of Georgians for Gun Safety. I love these anti-gun groups' names, Georgians for Gun Safety. And she says, "It's certainly appropriate to defend yourself if your life is in danger." Well, I'm glad she acknowledges that. Then she goes on to say, "I really have to wonder why anyone would want to kill another human being over the money in the cash register." Now, for that comment, Alice Johnson is awarded today's first Bonehead of the Week award. And the reason I say that is, listen to this very carefully, Rob, the way this is worded. "I really have to wonder why anyone would want to kill another human being over the money in the cash register." Nobody wants to kill anybody. I can assure you this man in Houston didn't want to kill anybody. However, I'm going to make a point here. I'm going to step out. It's his money. It's his life. It's his livelihood. It's what he works for to feed his family. You take it from him, you take away his means to feed his family. What am I missing, Rob?
Well, you're not missing anything. I think that That's the unfortunate part. I've read that article in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and I think it's unfortunate that the spin at the end of the article, the impression you're left with, is maybe guns aren't such a good idea, and part of it is this interview with this woman who rightfully is getting one of your Bonehead Awards.
Yeah, it's amazing. Listen to this before we go to a break, and this is encouraging. This is from a Sandy Springs, Georgia police spokesman by the name of Steve Rose. And he says, and I quote, "A lot of people who own guns are afraid of them," is what he told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. But here's what he said. When confronted, as Moore was on Saturday night, he advised would-be victims to, quote unquote, "shoot until the threat is down." I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back with Rob Pincus. We have some giveaways coming up, too. Stick around.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
If you're looking for a small pocket gun that delivers the power of the .32 ACP with less recoil, you've found it in the North American Arms 25 NAA Guardian. Like its larger cousin, the .32 NAA Guardian, the 25 NAA outperforms many larger guns. At 1,200 feet per second, the 25 NAA delivers 20% more energy than larger .32 ACP cartridges, making it the perfect choice when a smaller pocket pistol is required for your carry needs. For more information on the 25 NAA Guardian, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Extreme Shock has done it again with the 223 AFR designed specifically for the urban environment. Imagine a 30-grain rifle round moving at 3,100 feet per second, whose frangible characteristics virtually eliminate ricochet and over-penetration within a limited space, making the Extreme Shock 223 AFR one of the safest rifle cartridges ever manufactured for home defense. For more information and to purchase the Extreme Shock 223 AFR, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. I'm Mark Walters, and you are listening to a little bit of Ted Nugent there. On the Armed American Radio Network, we expect to have Uncle Ted back real soon. So keep checking the Armed American Radio website. Probably happen sometime in January, Sean, I do believe.
Ooh, good.
Yep, it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Listen to this email we got here. So, Mark, FYI, the guy here in Long Beach did not have a hose attached to the nozzle, according to local reports. Secondly, whatever happened to safest radio bumper? He said with a question in his voice. That comes to us as his good show as always. That comes to us from Mike Andron in Long Beach, PRK, he signed, People's Republic of California. I believe what he's referring to is the old moniker we use, coming to you live from the safest radio studio in America. Because, of course, it's Armed American Radio, I would assume. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, very good. Mike, we'll mention that from time to time. Appreciate it. But you bring up a great point on the nozzle not being attached to a hose. Now I'm going to go back to my guest, trainer extraordinaire, and my good friend Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back.
That's interesting. Now,
honestly,
we didn't.
That's what I was picturing. So, you know, again, we never really know what we're dealing with. We weren't there, and certainly I haven't had a chance to research this very much. We just found out about it tonight. But honestly, in my head, you know, that is what I was picturing based on the little bit of information I've got. So it's good to hear that confirmed, if in fact that is, you know, a good confirmation.
You know, of course, all of that is going to be dealt with in a big time way in any internal affairs investigation. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're referring to here is, if you missed hour one, I ask you to please go back and take a listen to it. You can visit armedamericanradio.com after the show today and check out the audio portion of today's broadcast. But hour one was a strong one. And we were discussing a shooting in Long Beach, California, an officer-involved shooting, two police officers shot and killed what turned out to be an unarmed 35-year-old individual who had been out drinking and was sitting on some porch steps awaiting a friend of his to come home, and he was holding a hose nozzle. And we didn't discuss whether or not the hose nozzle was attached to any hose. And you can look this up. You can Google it up and find the story. It's making the news all over now. In fact, I believe you can see it on the NRA site, in fact. But, Rob, that poses a whole different set of questions, because now you've got, you know, you and I have the luxury right now of looking at the photograph. Now put this in the dark and put this under stress, and these officers got a call of a man with a gun, and there's no hose attached to this thing. And instinctive reactions come out, I guess. Terrible situation for sure.
Well, it is. And again, that right there is a pretty good example of why it's hard to judge these things. You know, when you sort of come at it from the standpoint of, you know, four police officers from behind cover and hiding behind windows and other apartments shot a guy with a garden hose in his hand, that is very, very different from, you know, the description of a guy raises a black, what turns out to be a hose nozzle but is not attached to a hose, towards the police officer that was making contact with him and then was put down by several officers, including some that were taking up defensive positions to cover the contact officer. I mean, you can articulate it two different ways and get two completely different pictures of what happened.
Yeah, very difficult for those of us on the outside. We'll have to wait and see how this thing shakes down. But I appreciate the emails coming in from you folks that are listening to the show tonight and sending us your comments. It's a very disturbing situation. Rob, I'm going to turn this over to you. We have some giveaways that I want you to let everybody know about, and let's get them rolling.
Yeah, this is really cool for us. You know, this is the end of the first year of SWAT Magazine TV. We're in pre-production on the third season of SWAT Magazine TV, which will be taped during the winter and spring and then start airing on Outdoor Channel in July. Meanwhile, the second season is about to end, the reruns of the second season, and I am finally here at the end of the year, because I committed to get it done before the end of the year, editing and putting together and authoring the DVD sets for both seasons 1 and 2 this very weekend. In fact, you're in a radio studio and Georgia, and I am in an edit suite in Colorado as we speak, and I'm watching some rendering and stuff going on in the background. But I thought it'd be cool if maybe the callers take the opportunity over the next break to think of a question or two in regard to, you know, defensive training or defensive firearms or defensive gear or something along the lines of the kind of things we talk about on SWAT Magazine TV. It would be cool to make sure that those callers get a set of DVDs when they are ready, which should be in January sometime.
Folks, you just got a solicitation for phone call to get some advice from one of the best in the business, Rob Pincus. Take him up on it when we come back from the next break, which is what, Sean, about five, next break's in about 4.5 minutes.
Yes.
Feel free, ring the phone. Sean, we're going to put you to work. Formulate some questions for one of the best, Rob Pincus, and, you know, free stuff. I'm a big fan of free stuff, Sean. So call in 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, and take advantage of Rob's generous offer for sure. Rob, I want to ask you some other questions there. One of the best segments I think we ever did with you was by posing some questions to you and letting you answer them from a professional standpoint. And there's, I'm looking at an article right now titled Burglar Proofing Your Home, and these kinds of things always fascinate me. Number one, let there be light, lots of light. Thieves hate light at night. And it goes on to talk about strategically placing the lights around the house. Eliminate their hiding places. And, of course, they're referring to trim your bushes down away from the windows. Be alarmed and advertise it. Even if you don't have an alarm, put I have an alarm sign up in your house, up on the lawn somewhere. Number four, make the house secure. Okay, doors and locks. We could really talk about that. Ask for help. Ask neighbors to keep your front steps or driveway clean of newspapers and flyers. Keep it safe. Purchase a home safe for important documents and other valuables. And consider a canine. But, Rob, it never says anything in these stories about harming yourself.
No, it really doesn't. You know, and that's, I guess, maybe to the author's, you know, defense. If we're talking about burglars, everything he mentioned, you know, which with the exception of the canine, we call, you know, CEPTED, crime prevention through environmental design, making sure there's no place for them to hide, either from you as you approach the house or from people that might be watching your house even as they drive by. Plenty of lights, you know, privacy fences, just make it private for them to get into your windows. Keep those hedges trimmed down under the windows. And the thing that I would add is keep them trimmed up from the ground also, so that someone can't hide behind them, you know, and then pose a personal threat to you. But again, ultimately, if you are in that house, whether the lights and the hedges and the good locks and windows and doors kept that person out or not, you're responsible for your own safety. And I guess you and I agree that having that firearm in a quick access safe or on your person, somewhere where you can get to it when you need it, is certainly a good idea for staying safe.
Yeah, and you would think that the suggestion to put a firearm in that safe would be a natural one. It is for us because we're gun guys, so we'll tell you. Look, especially now with the Christmas season, this is a great excuse to go out and blow some money you might not otherwise do. But listen to one of the comments from MW. That's interesting. Appreciate all of the great comments on how to stay safe in your home and the extra tips about keeping valuables out of sight. Thanks for sharing. Except you completely left out the number one best tool in preventing a burglary, a firearm, preferably an 18-inch 12-gauge shotgun. Now, a burglary, Rob, you know, we're talking about a home invasion there, right? But a burglary may occur while you're not there, so we want to get our terminology right. That the home defense shotgun, of course, would be more useful not necessarily for a burglary, but more for a home invasion, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, you know, again, firearm on your person. I mean, I can remember for years thinking that, you know, firearm on the person all the time at home, maybe a bit of a stretch, but, you know, let's face it, the trend is multiple person home invasions, and you're not necessarily going to find even to get to that quick access space to get that shotgun.
You better believe it. Rob, we're going to have to take a break. I hate to cut you off. Stick around. We'll be back right after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. Ring the phones up, ask some questions for Rob, or send them in by email, and we'll send you some free stuff. That's always fun, especially over the holidays.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Car Arms and Auto Ordnance. Make sure to check them out, all their fine products, including the world-famous Car PM9 at KAHR.com. That's car.com, KAHR.com. Check them out.
Armed American Radio Network is filling your prescription for freedom, and we have some phone calls in response to Rob's very generous giveaway. Rob Pincus, welcome back.
Be back, Mark.
Check this one out. We have Benny down in the great city of Corpus Christi in the great state of Tejas, and he has a fantastic question for you that all of our listeners will benefit from. Benny, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the show. I'll turn it over to you and ask away.
All right. Thank you, good Sir Mark, and good evening, good Sir Rob.
Hey, Ben, how are you doing down there in Texas?
I'm real good, brother. How are you?
Good, Matt.
Fantastic. Yeah, I hope you're not going blind doing all that editing. That is a mess. The question I have for you is, in our daily goings about, you know, we keep the situational awareness around us, as we've been taught, and how is it that you can stay in that frame of mind of situational awareness without it going to the point of being paranoid? And how do you keep from drifting out of the situational awareness?
Outstanding question.
It's a great question. It's probably one of those things that you're going to get a different answer from me than you would from a lot of instructors, Benny. And it's something I really believe in. And it definitely is something I think you have to think about and not have, you know, an initial reaction to. Because it's a big difference between what we want to be able to do and what we can count on being able to do.
Yes, sir.
And I talk about the fallacy of readiness, you know, the idea that, well, if I go to certain places and dress a certain way and carry certain things, read certain books, whatever it is, that I'll be ready for anything and everything, you know, and that's sort of what that situational awareness could be conceived as a safety blanket. Well, I'm going to see things coming. I'm going to be prepared. You know, I'm going to sit with my back to the wall and my eyes on the door at all times and, you know, never look at the menu or never look at my, you know, daughter down at the end of the table and get, you know, distracted from what's going on around me. I mean, that's just, for me anyway, not realistic. And I think for most people, it's not realistic. So I think it's much more important to accept the potential to be caught off guard. And much like we talked about in the opening hour, have a set of learned responses to what we've learned to be danger signs when they get our attention. When in our situation, in our attempt to pay attention to everything that's going on, when we see something that says threat, we then let our learned responses kick in. We don't second guess ourselves. We trust our gut feelings. We trust the things we're seeing. We take action to get our family and ourselves safe whenever we can. We try to avoid conflict when we have the precursors of conflict, you know, flashing in our face. But I don't think we can really go through the day without ever getting distracted. That would be a pretty edgy lifestyle and probably a pretty boring one, because you'd probably be locked in your house most of the time if you really were never going to get caught off guard.
Right. Well, I pretty much am, but I was wondering about that because, you know, there are times when I could just get entirely overwhelmed. I mean, so much input from just driving down the freeway. And, you know, you don't want to get totally imposed in that mindset and be paranoid. But
right.
Then, again, on the other hand, I don't want to let my guard down because of, well, like in the first hour, those situations that are in the news right now.
Yeah, it's definitely a delicate balance. But, you know, you got to live your life and you got to be able to enjoy time with the family and enjoy, you know, the radio station on the radio and hopefully, you know, Armed American Radio once a week. And, you know, let's face it, if you're reaching for the phone to call us at that moment, you're not, you know, sitting there with your eyes on the door handle that might be turning. So counter-ambush training, being aware that you could get caught off guard, I think that's the first step. And then, you know, I know you've studied and everybody else can jump online and buy the books and go to the classes and read about what those pre-contact cues and those different actions that somebody might take to really raise your alarm. And I think that's the trick, is that once the alarm is sounded, we need to execute decisions quickly and not second-guess ourselves. I think jumping into action from a state of non-alertness is really the trick. I think that's the thing we have to learn and have to pay attention to and have to prepare ourselves for right now. That I may be sitting here in an edit suite talking on a radio show, but if that door gets kicked in, I'm not going to hesitate to drop this phone and take action. And, you know, that's the decision process that I think is most important in an ambush situation.
Right. Benny, I want to thank you very much for the call. That was a great question.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it greatly. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks for listening down there in Corpus Christi, Texas. You're in a beautiful area. Rob, I'm going to expand on his question just a little bit if I can.
Now, do you think that means you're going to get a set of DVDs too?
No. I'm okay. But, yeah, and thanks to Benny for calling, because he is going to get those DVDs. That's great, and you can use those. You know, train from home. It's great stuff, folks. It's powerful stuff. And I will take this opportunity now to not only talk about visiting personaldefensenetwork.com, but also Our friends over at Sealed Mindset have a great awareness training class. You guys can check it out by heading over to the Armed American Radio website. You'll see it right up on the front of the site. They're giving away their course for $97 to Armed American Radio listeners. It's an online course, 15 seconds to safety. So go ahead and check that out also, Benny, for sure. In addition to Rob's stuff at Personal Defense Network, it's very, very powerful information. You can't get enough of this stuff. Rob, let's expand on that a little bit. It's the holidays. People are out and about. They're busy. This is the worst time of year for people letting their guard down. Would you agree?
Yeah, it's right up there for sure.
Okay, it definitely ranks up there. Folks are coming out of a mall. I love setting up these scenarios for you. They've got an armful of packages. They've left the cart back in the store because they don't want to deal with it, and their car is parked too far away than somewhere they would have normally parked it. It's not lit up. It's 11 o'clock because they're doing their shopping. What's the recommendation for that individual coming out of that store with an armful of packages?
Man, this serves as a preview to an upcoming episode of Best Defense, because that is exactly the scenario that Mike Janich and I go through. And, you know, there's a few different options, but the problem is we know people, much like I said to Benny, we know you're going to do it. I can tell you 20 different ways to avoid carrying packages. Someday, someplace, you're going to be carrying packages. The trick is that once you identify that you're walking past somebody that might pose a problem, or someone's walking towards you, for example, that might pose a problem, you pick up on that pre-contact cue, you stop. You put yourself where your back's against something where someone isn't going to jump out of it. You put yourself where you're up against a light, you're under a light, you're around other people. You put your packages down, yes, even in the snow, and you just stand there and you let that person go by. You keep an eye on the situation. Maybe you turn around and go back into the store without turning your back on that potential threat. The trick is to modify your behavior once you are in a situation where your hands are compromised. Now you have to be more alert. That's when your guard should go up. We get it. Walking through the parking lot, you might be checking your voicemails, you might be checking your text messages, and not really scanning everywhere when you've got one hand in your pocket on your J-frame. But when both hands are carrying the heavy boxes full of Christmas presents or the bags full of groceries, that's when your eyes need to take over your preparation and really pay attention to what's going on. Outside of that, you know, all the standard rules apply. Shop with a partner, send somebody to get the car, ask the store manager to watch your bags while you pull the car up to the front door. There's a lot of things you can do to avoid carrying all that stuff around. The fact is, most people won't.
Preparation, avoidance, and awareness, folks. We talk about it all the time, especially when we have Rob on the program. Because, Rob, you can. These are things that you can prepare for in advance. This isn't something that has to happen as you're halfway through the parking lot. But you mentioned another great point. You got your head down, you're in your BlackBerry, you're in your iPhone, Sean, maybe your Android, whatever it is you're carrying. Is there an email that's that important that can't wait, that forces you to let your guard down for one moment in a situation like that? Look, I found myself out late last night. Let's face it, everybody's doing last-minute stuff. Put the phone in your purse, put it in your pocket, worry about it when you get back to your vehicle. Good advice, Rob?
Good advice. I don't follow it. I can't. I know, you know, I know my discipline level and I know my awareness level, and that's why I'm counting on a counter-ambush response, because I know my lifestyle is one that I am looking at that phone. I am talking to somebody. I am doing something other than keeping my head on a swivel. But ultimately, would that be better? It'd be safer.
You better believe it. More amazing information when we come back with Rob Pinkish. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Introduced in 2001, the North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely popular with law enforcement and civilian concealed carry. The Guardian 380 ACP delivers great stopping power in a small design that fits easily in a pocket, purse, or one of many holster designs. The North American Arms Guardian 380 ACP is extremely high quality, convenient, reliable, and incredibly effective. Backed by North American Arms Lifetime Warranty, the Guardian 380 offers optional 10-round magazine capacity. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com. Whether you're enjoying a day at the range or out in the field on the hunt of a lifetime, you need the Allegiance On Duty TRP Trauma Readiness Pack. The TRP is much more than a traditional first aid kit and contains everything you need in an emergency to save a life. Airtight, sterile, and waterproof, the TRP is a must-have for every shooter's bag, backpack, ATV, boat, or home. For your TRP emergency pack, visit ExtremeShockUSA.net. That's ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
So is the rest of America, and that is really, really nice. By that, what I mean is that we have new affiliates lining up right now as I speak to you. KCNR, 1460 AM, Redding and Shasta, California. We will be filling your prescription for freedom right after the start of the new year. Our newest affiliate, WRWR, 1350 AM, The Patriot, gotta love that, in Warner Robins, Macon area, just a little bit south of Macon, Georgia. You come to the Armed American Radio Network on 12/26, the day after Christmas. You gotta love that. And, oh, this is a good one, too. Newest affiliate, WFDM, 1400 AM, Fort Walton Beach in Destin, Florida. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and you were last week, too. My apologies to you for not recognizing that. I found out after the fact. Welcome to the show. Also, Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois, we are coming to you. I'll have a start date for you shortly. Keep checking back to the homepage at armedamericanradio.com to find out when. And for all you fine folks up in Illinois who have been begging for the show, patience. We're getting there. This is the fastest growing firearms-related self-defense broadcast in America. We will get to you. Thanks for tuning in. Rob Pincus, welcome back.
Good to be back, as always.
Check this out. We have a fascinating question from Bob in Wisconsin about shotgun defense. I'm going to turn it over to you, Bob in Wisconsin. Welcome to the program. You are on with Rob Pincus. Go for it.
Mark, it's a pleasure. Rob, it's a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Good to have you here. I'd love to hear the question.
Okay, I just went out and I bought a Mossberg special purpose pump shotgun, 12-gauge, 18.5-inch barrel. And I plan on using 5-6 birdshot in it, and if in a worst case scenario in my home here, I would plan on shooting an invader in the face rather than do a full body shot, because of this time of year with the heavy clothing that they wear, which do you think would be more effective, a chorus shot or at a face 20-30 paces a facial shot?
Well, lots of questions, lots of different things I want to touch on, and then we'll kind of work together to an answer. Let's start with the first, because I think you've made an excellent choice for a home protection gun, and I think you've made an educated choice to choose to use your 5 or 6 shot, probably for penetration reasons combined with, actual power transfer, I'm guessing. Is that why you picked that round?
Exactly, sir.
Cool. So now let's go to 20 or 30 paces. That's a big house. If we're talking about home defense, 20 or 30 steps gets you from one end to the other. In most hallways or big rooms I've been in most residential homes, 20 or 30 paces might get you across the whole front yard and into the neighbor's porch. Is that legitimate, 20 or 30 paces?
Yeah, the distance from my love seat where I'm sitting now to my front door is 35 feet.
35 feet. Okay, so that's a clear path. Where does the shotgun get kept? Now, again, I don't want you to compromise if you got people using it you don't want, but hypothetically, what I'm getting at is if the shotgun's across your lap, then the distance from the love seat to the front door is the distance we need to worry about. On the other hand, if the shotgun is in a closet in your bedroom, then the distance we primarily would need to be worried about would be the distance from the corner of your room where you're going to be on the phone with the police to the door of your bedroom, and that's going to be our primary defensive distance. So we need to keep that in mind when we look at what we're actually expecting that firearm to do and the conditions under which we're going to use the firearm. So I'll leave that not for you to specifically to answer, but just to consider. And then that'll get me to the point of patterning our guns, specifically with the ammunition we're going to choose to carry at those plausible distances. We need to go ahead and just pattern the gun and know that 9 times out of 10, we get 80% of our pellets inside of a 10-inch circle at some distance, you know, whatever that is. And 9 times out of 10, we get 100% of our pellets inside of a 10-inch circle at some other distance. We need to know that. We need to educate ourselves about exactly what that smoothbore gun is going to do with any specific shotgun round that has multiple projectiles in there. Once you've done those two things, now you should have a great idea, much better than I will, under which circumstances you would be responsible to aim for the head and expect to get all your pellets inside of that size area, or you would, for the same reasons you're choosing a lighter pellet weight, the penetration and the overpenetration and the downrange damage you might do, you maybe more responsibly need to be shooting at the body, or maybe not shooting the shotgun at all because you're beyond the distance at which that shotgun pellet load is controllable, or maybe that person is actually posing an immediate threat. You got to balance all that stuff out. Now, ultimately, I say the default defensive target area should be the high center chest. We say four things about the high center chest. One, it's very likely to be available to you in the event that you need to defend yourself. Any shot that goes into the tube that is the high center chest on a human being is very likely to have an immediate effect on their ability to fight and hurt you. Multiple rounds delivered in that area in a short period of time are very likely to stop the threat. And the fourth one, and this is an important one, it's an area that most people with moderate levels of training can hit very reliably under the circumstances of a defensive shooting incident. The first three apply to the head, the last one doesn't. You got to remember, the head moves a lot more when someone's moving, when someone's running towards you, when someone's coming towards you with that knife, and they're swaying back and forth from their left foot to their right. The head can move in and out of a combat-accurate area, whereas the high center chest won't. Similarly, people are going to flinch. When you pull that shotgun out to defend yourself, that person still may be trying to hurt you, but they may instinctively crouch, shift, move their head, turn away from the danger that they see, the flash from the shotgun. All of those things can rapidly change the position of the head, much more so than they'll change the position of the chest. So with all that in mind, as usual with me, you very rarely get a simple answer, but that's my answer on that topic.
Well, that certainly was a good answer. I always carry a little .32 in my pocket, a little Tomcat here in the house, you know, but I have that where I could make my way to my shotgun or whatever.
There you go.
Always use that pistol to fight your way to that shotgun, Bob.
You've got extreme close quarters covered, and you've got the home defense, firearm of choice tucked away somewhere. So I'd say make sure you practice and go pattern that shotgun, and you'll come up with some great answers, I'm sure.
Bob, that's amazing information from one of the best trainers in the world, but I can't let you go, since you told me you're in Wisconsin, without asking you what the gore is up in Wisconsin right now.
The gore is approximately 14 degrees outside.
Oh, and it probably feels like negative something gore, too, I bet you.
Yeah, but this is a warm spell. It's been a lot colder, so.
Well, listen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was amazing information from one of the best in the business, Rob Pincus. You can check his information out at personaldefensenetwork.com. Bob, thank you very much for the call. Rob, listen to this. We have another email. We were talking about the preventing the home break-ins in the column that I read to listeners. It says, Mark, you mentioned five items for preventing home break-ins. I have a sixth. Be careful whom you let into your house. 2 years ago, my daughter brought a couple of friends over. A few days later, I was broken into. They stole a safe, and I had three dogs in the house. They bypassed the shotgun and AR-15 hanging on the wall. That's excellent advice. Be very, very careful of who you're letting in your home, especially when it's people you don't know. I don't know if you can add any more to that, Rob.
No, I think that's really about what it comes down to, is be careful who you're going to let in. And then the follow-up to that is, because sometimes, your family members are going to bring people in that you don't know. They may not know. They may not have their radar up as much as you do if you're listening to Armed American Radio. And the fact is that maybe you should be a little bit careful about what kind of valuables you leave lying around, what people think about the value aspect of breaking into your home under any circumstance.
Yeah, it's great advice. And what you've heard today, right now, from Rob in Hour 1 and Hour 2 is priceless. This has been an absolutely incredibly informative 2 hours of radio here on Armed American Radio. And if you missed it, if you jumped in late, I beg you to go back to the armedamericanradio.com website. Sometime tomorrow morning, we'll try to get that podcast up for you later today. But when we come back in the roundtable with Rob and George Hill, we're going to be talking about that unbelievable video in Panama, Florida, at the school board shooting. And we're going to get some advice from the professionals, because if you've seen that video, you saw an awful lot of opportunities for law-abiding citizens to end that before it finished the way it did. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in here.
Jealous me by the clamor now, baby. Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean fun.
George, I can't think of anybody better to put in the legislature in Utah than you. Okay, known you for a while, known you for a long time, and you're a stand-up guy. And, you know, anybody who's not read Mad Ogre needs to go read Mad Ogre. You know, it's kind of like Nugent stuff. It's right there in your face. It tells you like it is. There's no compromise involved here when you read your stuff, George.